The energy plan put forward by President Bush this week offered little short-term relief for California. Prices for both natural gas and electricity in that state have remained stubbornly high for the past year. On Tuesday, California's Public Utilities Commission approved electric rate increases of almost 50% in some areas and warned that further rate hikes might still be necessary. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Scott Horsley reports.
California Governor Gray Davis blasted the Bush energy plan, saying the president had turned a blind eye towards the bleeding and hemorrhaging in this state. Certainly, one doesn't have to look hard here to see evidence of the energy crunch. Wholesale electric costs are more than 7 times what they were a year ago, and natural gas costs are by far the highest in the nation. All of which means it takes a lot more quarters to do a load of laundry at Krista's Wash in San Diego. The laundromat uses a lot of natural gas to heat its water and its clothes dryers, and a lot of electricity to run its washing machines. Even though owner Krista Starr has installed new, more efficient machines, her energy bills continue to climb.
Towards the beginning of last summer is when they really started going up. So, as much as we hated to do it, prices went up too. You know, I put up a sign saying, sorry, have to do it.
Washing machines that used to cost $1.50 at Krista's now cost $3, and a quarter buys just 6 minutes instead of 12 in the laundromat's gas-powered dryers. Californians in general have been taken to the cleaners as natural gas prices have risen nearly sixfold in the last year, leaving politicians and regulators asking why. This week, a subcommittee of the state assembly accused El Paso Natural Gas and marketers of deliberately limiting access to key gas pipelines to create an artificial shortage and increase prices. Assemblyman Juan Vargas is a member of the Subcommittee on Energy Oversight.
It's clear from both the testimony as well as the evidence that we looked at that what we saw in California, what we continue to see in California, is not this simple supply and demand, but really a manipulation of the market that drove the prices sky high.
Vargas says that, in turn, has contributed to California's soaring electricity prices, which at one point last week reached 54 times the average from a year ago.
You see a huge relationship between natural gas and the price of electricity in California because a lot of the power plants are actually run on natural gas. So as the cost of natural gas goes up, so does the cost of electricity. So they have a lot in common, unfortunately. Both of them are ripping off the public.
This week, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission held hearings into the charges of gas market manipulation. So far, though, the feds have been reluctant to intervene in either the gas or electricity markets, saying higher prices are needed to encourage more energy production. Governor Davis has accused power producers of price gouging. Most recently, he singled out Reliant Energy, branding the Houston-based wholesaler an obstructionist. Reliant charged a whopping $1,900 a megawatt hour for electricity it sold to the state last week. But Vice President Joe Bob Perkins insisted yesterday Reliant is committed to solving California's energy problems.
You know, I don't think it's obstructionist to supply record amounts of power from old plants in order to keep the lights on.
Reliant is one of a handful of out-of-state companies that now control a significant share of California's electricity supply. Economist Severin Borenstein of the UC Energy Institute says, as with natural gas, any one of those companies can limit production and increase prices.
The capacity shortage on the pipelines is certainly partially real, but is very likely partially withholding of capacity, just like the capacity shortage in electricity production is in California.
It's not just the supply side that's the problem. California's energy market is flawed on the demand side as well. Consumers here haven't stopped using gas and electricity, even though they cost more. That's partly because, on the electricity side at least, consumers have yet to feel the full impact of the wholesale price spike. Electricity has been subsidized, first by struggling utilities and now by the state government. Even with the rate hikes approved this week, consumer prices remain well below the wholesale cost of power. And Borenstein says that gives consumers little incentive to make the kind of determined conservation efforts that would bring electric suppliers to heel.
What we really need is leadership that will say, look, we need to make the following changes, change air conditioning settings, change lighting settings, etc. Instead, if you go up to Sacramento on a 90-degree day, you're going to find all the buildings are air-conditioned right down to 72 degrees, just like always.
With market forces out of balance and no sign of regulatory relief, Californians are likely to face more high prices and rolling blackouts in the long, hot summer ahead. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.